3 months to 6 months. For the time being, that's the only amendment that was made as regards family reunification. As to whether there is a faster procedure to be put into place, the requests for family reunification are borne in mind, and we respond as quickly as possible to those, bearing in mind, are keeping, taking board all of the information we have from the requesters, knowing, of course, they would be arriving with documents from their countries of origin. That can take some time. As regards the concept of extended family, the law does not set forth this concept of extended family. It's direct descendants and ascendants. If, for example, it does not allow for brothers and sisters. So it doesn't cover brothers and sisters. It's parental. And then there was a question also regarding the detention of unaccompanied minors. Unaccompanied minors are taken care of by the National Office for Welcoming, and they will determine whether they are unaccompanied or not, and the family judges will determine will allow them to be accompanied by an administrative personnel. To my knowledge, the children, unaccompanied minors, and minors in general, are not placed in retention centers. I have not heard of this practice, and if this were to happen, the time period for this would be limited to the strict minimum. That is to say, just a few hours before their departure. I can come back to you with more concrete data later on as regards this alleged detention of minors in detention centers. Thank you. Thank you. So our same colleague will respond to the question on statelessness. Charlene?